Hi everyone, my name is Ishan and this is the Build Your Talent Stack podcast. I started my career feeling like I needed to fit in, and now I shape my own career opportunities. And together with the guests I feature on this podcast, we share how we challenge the status quo in how we learn and shape our own jobs. And in many cases, these are jobs that didn't exist before. Get ready to be inspired to explore creative ways to learn, future-proof your talent stack, and forge your own path in the future of work in a way that brings out your personality and your zone of genius. Hi, it's Ishan here, and welcome to season 2 of the podcast, where I'll be sharing my learning experience and reflections on the Modern Workplace Learning Practitioner program in the form of mini episodes. Out of the 4 blocks of units on the program, we've actually now covered 3 blocks, so each block having 4 topics. Now, the first 2 blocks were about modern training approaches. The third block was about changing roles of modern managers and modern workers. And the fourth and final block of the program is about encouraging self-learning and self-development. In this fourth and final block on self-learning, we'll be covering these topics over the course of the next few episodes, and that is fostering learnability, otherwise known as learning agility, encouraging a daily self-learning habit, building modern learning skills, and adopting a formal process of self-development. Let's dive into the first topic, fostering learnability. I personally prefer the word learning agility over learnability, but both carry the same meaning, which Jane Hart defines as the capacity to keep learning and developing new skills and expertise, even if they're not obviously linked to one's current job. Another definition that I like is from the website of a global consulting firm called Korn Ferry. Here's how they defined learning agility. Learning agility is not necessarily an academic skill. Rather, it encapsulates an individual's ability and passion to quickly study a new problem and use their own learning process to gain deep understanding before making a decision. Learning agility, sometimes described as knowing what to do when you don't know what to do, requires an open and receptive mindset. Those who demonstrate strong learning agility often excel at being able to study, analyze, and understand new situations and new problems. Continuing on with Korn Ferry's definition of learning agility, it's a combination of self-awareness, which is the extent to which someone knows their true strengths and weaknesses, mental agility, which is the ability to examine problems in unique and unusual ways. People agility, which is where you're a skilled communicator who can work with diverse types of people. Change agility, which is about your ability to experiment and your level of comfort with change. Results agility, which is about your ability to deliver results in challenging first-time situations. There's a few studies published by Korn Ferry that says whilst learning agility is a top predictor of high potential, it's estimated that only just 15% of the global workforce demonstrate high learning agility. Individuals with high learning agility are promoted twice as fast as those with low learning agility. Companies with executives that demonstrate high learning agility have 25% higher profit margins than their peer group. So if the benefits are so compelling, how can we nurture learning agility in the workplace? In a Harvard Business Review article titled, "It's the Company's Job to Help People Learn," the authors in this article make 3 recommendations on how to foster learnability in the workplace. The first is you have to factor learnability into your recruitment selection criteria. How can you seek evidence of recent learning experiences? how your candidate's applying what they've learned in their job, and how they are staying relevant in the workplace. Secondly, you have to nurture the learning agility in your team. If you're a manager, how might you help the team prioritize time to support their learning and provide positive reinforcement for making time to do so? It's really hard to change behaviors if people don't really have much appetite for trying something new, so it's really important to factor this into the initial hiring process and select for high learning agility and also those with high potential. Thirdly, you have to reward those behaviors, especially if you want to change people's behaviors. Now, how might you reward your employees by giving them the chance to get lateral exposure to other areas so that they can broaden their learning and increase their chances of career progression? Now, instead of going into the assignment for this module like I normally do, this time I wanted to take a break from that and instead share my reflections on all those three points. So hiring for learnability, nurturing for learnability, and rewarding learnability. In terms of hiring for learnability, my takeaway is that personal branding, recognition, and advocacy is really important from key people in your network, because the kinds of outcomes that you've achieved with your skills, your learning agility, are always contextual. And it's not easy to convey what you're capable of to someone who may not be operating in the same context. So they may not be able to fully comprehend the value that you can bring. So don't ignore personal branding and networking. The other thing is, I know what it's like to be in a situation where you feel like you're not necessarily learning as much as you'd like to, but in hindsight, learning how to thrive in those circumstances, how to change the way you communicate and influence in spite of all those constraints, is just as an important learning experience. Secondly, in terms of nurturing learning agility in your team, how might you improve processes, tools, the resources in your team to help people with different learning styles connect the dots better and also get a sense of fulfillment that they can also succeed in their own way? So if systems thinking or holistic problem solving is a development area, how might you develop tools that make it less stressful to problem solve and eliminate the number of variables? Finally, in terms of rewarding learnability, my takeaway is that a model that I'd like to see more of is where high performers at all levels of the company have the opportunity to work across divisions on a rotational basis, say every 2 to 3 years, for example, and a talent strategy that strikes a balance on how we build talent, balance that with talent that you buy and borrow. In this model that I'd like to see more of, leaders must not only instill a continuous learning mindset in others, but also role model and demonstrate how they are putting this into practice themselves and demonstrate what kind of outcomes they're achieving because of a continuous learning culture. To borrow a quote from the article, "The Best Leaders Are Constant Learners," if work is learning and learning is the work, then leadership should be all about enabling learning. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode. Thank you for tuning in, although there was a long 6-month break in between. I'm sure many of you have had the same mix of circumstances that I had. COVID, brain fog, cold and flu season, social gatherings after 2 years of laying low, and also challenging projects. Now, there are 3 more episodes to go on the season, the final season, as part of the final block on encouraging self-learning and self-development. Stay tuned for the next episode on how to encourage daily self-learning habits. In the meantime, check out the link in the show notes for all the articles that I mentioned in this episode, and I'll see you all very soon-ish. Thanks for tuning in to the Build Your Talent Stack podcast. If you enjoyed our new series on modern learning and learning out loud, please take a moment to leave a podcast review on Apple Podcasts to help more people discover the series. If there's a topic that you'd like to see covered, please reach out on LinkedIn. My contact details are in the show notes.